and welcome to Charmed by Bravo, a Bravo-tastic podcast hosted by Catherine, that's me, and Yvette, that's her. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I am a-okay. The sun is shining here for the first time in quite a while, which is nice. Obviously, it's not going to be as warm as where you are, but it's nice.
Oh my gosh.
It's nice. I've got washing on the line. That's exciting for a British person.
Washing on the line? We don't even have that.
Oh, washing.
We don't. I mean,
you don't put laundry to line dry.
No, we just put it in the dryer. Wait. Do you mean it's outside, like blowing in the breeze?
Yeah, so it's on a line, blowing in the breeze in the sunshine.
That is like a...
This is the most boring conversation, but I don't even care because I love line drying laundry. It's my favorite thing.
Oh my God, it's so quaint. That sounds like so...
Yeah. Interesting fact about me. Love laundry.
Oh my gosh, people are going to be so excited about us.
What a way to intro a podcast day.
All new listeners are going to be like, next. Okay, well, we we like laundry, Bravo, and talking about the weather.
You are all welcome for this scintillating
Oh
content.
My gosh.
You are welcome.
Welcome aboard. Buckle up, because here we go.
Here we are.
We are talking about Vanderpump Rules season 11. Good Lord. Episode 9.
So we're the best part through this season now, and I'm not actually really sure what's happened, but we'll break it down. This episode's called Kiss Kiss Revenge Bang, which is a great title because it is a play on Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Yes.
Which is a really famous film studies, like theoretical critical book by a theorist called Pauline Kael called Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Oh my gosh, not only does she love laundry, folks, she is a film historian knowledge factory over there.
Yeah, it's but also really boring, but there is a Dawson's Creek episode, and I do a Dawson's Creek podcast called Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
So that's where I've heard of it, because I knew I'd heard of it, and I knew it was...
Oh, is that where you were like, oh, I knew about this? We're yet again in amazing content here.
Yeah, it's not from the thing you just said. It was from your other podcast, because I'm so highbrow.
Okay.
So, Kiss Kiss Revenge Bang. So let's get into it.
I really feel like they're really clutching at straws, right? I mean, Katie is doing good work now after not showing up for the best part of this season, but they really are clutching at straws.
They are. It's so sad. I mean, we had like
it's so sad.
We had like the grossest erotic exorcism with what's his name? Sandoval.
I laughed. That was, for me, the highlight of the episode. I laughed and laughed, and then I had to pause to laugh some more. We'll get to it, shall we?
Okay, so I would say we're not doing five things, because I'm not aiming to pretend like we can stick to five things, because that's what I wanted to do, but we're not.
No, I think we just bump through the episode and comment on our feelings as we go.
We're bumping through the bumper. So the first thing I have to comment on is kind of right in the beginning. But, like, the fact that James Kennedy dresses Ali Bally is hilarious.
He doesn't, though, because the outfit he picks out, she doesn't wear.
Thank you. She wore a pink dress and he picked a white dress. But he, like, claims that he dresses her and steams her clothes, and it's so funny.
I wouldn't let James Kennedy dress me. If he steams her clothes, lovely for him, but I don't think that he does dress her. I think that he makes suggestions and then she wears what the fuck she wants, which is how it should be, really. But all I thought was, and this is right, okay, we're getting more Hotel Ziggy content, which was, as the flashback showed us, where they were, I think it was season 10, episode 1, where Rachel pulled Ali for a chat.
It was, yeah, because she was like, it was so traumatic, and this is where I'm going back to. That's right. So that was, they're doing more Hotel Ziggy. And Billy Lee. Do we need Billy Lee?
Billy Lee is there because she is willing to stick up for Tom Sandoval, and that's the only reason she is there, as far as I can see. She comes into the house in the next scene and she's like, oh, I'm just so scared to be here. I'm nervous because of Ariana. And it's like, well, Yeah, she's fuming at Tom because he treated her like shit. What have you got to be nervous about? This sort of like way of creating Ariana into this monster when really she's just responding to what Sandoval did to her is fucking bizarre to me.
Yeah, it is really bizarre.
If you are nervous in that house, Billy Lee, that I believe will be on you, because we saw no evidence of Ariana ripping into anyone who came into the house to see Tom. Have we?
No, we haven't. And I feel like who should be nervous is Billy Lee's friends as she's trying to launch them in front of Tom Sandoval to be romantic partners. Like, Billy Lee...
But what about Rachel, Yvette? He's so in love with Rachel.
We didn't even talk about her. Like, it's like she's just gone now.
How soon we forget, eh? How soon we forget.
We totally forgot because now he likes a girl named T who's 25 and...
Oh, Tom. You're 41.
And Billy Lee, again, I'm going to say it, is a bad friend for setting people up with Tom. To those people. Like, ew.
Shitty, shitty friend. Like, but also, I will have to say, T, in Billy Lee's defense, T knows who Tom Sandoval is. It's not like all the information isn't there. It's not like Billy's like, no, this guy's really, really great. And she sets you up and he turns out to be a total horror. The information is there for T. She may be 25, but she's also an adult. She willingly
went bowling, which seeing Tom Sandoval bowl is a new ick for me. I didn't know that he
could get ickier,
but him bowling in that fedora was like new level of ick. Like, and she was on board, man. She was there with her little tied up crop top. It was just bizarre.
Does she just want to be on TV? Yes. I think she just wants to be on TV.
She wants to be on TV. That's why she wore that top. That's why she went bowling.
There has to be an ulterior motive to dating Tom Sandoval, because it ain't because he's a really nice guy who's going to do right by you.
I mean, that way. No, he gives serial killer vibes. Okay, what's your next thing?
Well, just in this scene, it is important to mention that we get the reintroduction of the letter to Ariana's lawyer, because Tom wants to buy Ariana out.
Yeah.
So I just want to bring that, because that comes up later. I wrote, I can't be arsed with this scene. So the next scene, I loved with all my heart, right?
Anne.
Ariana FaceTimes Anne, who is getting ready to go to see Taylor Swift. It was Barbie a few episodes ago, and now she's getting ready to see Taylor Swift. And what Ariana says to Anne is Tom like doing anything? Is he going to be around? Because I don't want to see him. And then she tells Anne, and I love this, Anne, do you know anyone who is looking for a job as an assistant? Because I need an assistant. And Anne is like, oh, please let it be me.
I know. Her little sweet Anne face. Like, she's just so pure and lovely. Like, she looked so excited. She's like, I'd rather work for you. Now, in my brain, I'm like, sweet baby Anne. I'm like, how in the world do you think that is actually going to go down? Like, I can't.
Going to work.
But...
Well, Ariana does say, I don't want to poach you. And Anne's like, but I want to work for you so bad.
But like, she'd still be working in that same weird tense house. But anyway.
But she did go to work for Ariana, didn't she?
Yeah, somehow she did pull it off. I'm just so curious how that goes down. Because Anne has to communicate with both parties. So like, she's communicating with Ariana as she's Tom's assistant. So how do you quit Tom, switch to Ariana, and have to, I don't know.
She wants to work for Ariana so she doesn't have to do light housekeeping. And I use that term very, very loosely, i.e. run around cleaning up after Tom Sandoval and his sad single pool parties.
Oh my God, that was so sad. I also love that Ariana suggested the hashtag Save Anne. She's what all of us have been thinking, Save Anne. And Anne deserves to go to that Eras tour more than anybody. So
she really does. I hope she had the best
time. I hope she had the best time. She totally earned it. All right, so Schwartz claiming
Schwartz
he's having smoothies with Lala, and he's like, oh my gosh, I love moderation and I'm so zen.
Just Lala, I've been sober for 3 days now. We all have to start somewhere, but fucking hell, Schwartz.
And he's not even sober curious by the end of this. I'm not making fun of people who struggle with alcohol. I'm making fun of Schwartz specifically for being so ridiculous.
Oh yeah, 100%. Well, he does say, doesn't he, that he binges on either is completely sober, or he actually says drinking drugs.
He said drugs, okay. Well,
yeah, I'm pretty sure he said drugs. So yeah, he gets into this whole thing with Lala about how they've all done bad things.
It's kind of a good point.
100%. I don't think anyone has done anything as bad as Tom Sandoval.
No.
I don't think anyone has stooped to those levels. But they all do shitty things constantly. All of them do shitty things constantly. Lala cheated with James when she was with Randall. And Randall and James was with Raquel, Rachel. Sandoval cheated with Ariana when he was with Kirsten. Like, Schwartz was just awful. Like, Katie just laid in loads of people. Like, they've all been awful completely. Tom's the worst. I really want to be clear about that because I don't want to start in this Tom Sandoval thing. It's like, but you've done bad things too.
The only person worse than him might be that Randall guy, but he's not on the show.
Yeah, exactly. He is definitely bad. But Tom's thing, right, and I want to know what you think about this. Tom's thing is, well, like, look at me. I kissed Sheena in Vegas. Or does he say, I made out with Sheena in Vegas 12 years ago? And Lala's like, what now? Right, why do you think Schwartz has chosen to bring this up 12 years on, or 11, or 13, or 10, depending on who you ask, because the timeline is all over the fucking place.
So, I mean, I don't think that it's, I definitely don't think that it's because he's actually trying to make people feel like Sandoval's not as bad.
No.
Is it to throw a little bomb in there to try to split the girls and then get Katie and Ariana further away from Sheena, and then I don't know,
maybe.
Okay,
is he that smart? Are they that smart? Not I think that. It's because they knew the season was flagging and they're like right, what have you got?
That's more likely. Yeah, more likely,
because they try to make such a big deal of this. Of it, and it's not a big deal.
It's 12 years ago, and
our 10 or 11.
We don't even know.
Depending on who you ask. It really pissed me off that. I'm like, just get your timeline in order.
But Schwartz loves to be like, I'm the makeout king. Like, he tries to make himself sound so cheeky and innocent. He sounds like Taylor, the kissing bandit in Southern Charm.
Oh, yeah, the kissing bandit. The makeout king. I'm just so innocent. I just kiss people. Little innocent Tom Schwartz, who never leads people on ever. Oh. No, I think it's because they were like, the producers are like, seriously, what you got? And Lala is going to take offence to people lying all episode, but in the same breath, being very nice to Tom Sandoval. That all makes sense, doesn't it?
Thank you. And like, she was so overly shook by this, so scandalized. It's like, girl, you weren't even in the friend group then. I would actually be surprised if they hadn't all at one point kissed every single person on the cast. That would surprise me, because that's just the way these people are.
Like, no, I agree with you. But yeah, if you're throwing in copious amounts of alcohol and things like that, yeah, like, and also it sounds to me like it was a little kiss, and it kind of does sound like it was all a bit jokey. So for Katie to take such offence, for Lala to go in on everyone for being liars when she herself has told numerous lies, just seems, but then also to be okay with Tom Sandoval. Make it make sense, people. Make it make sense. But Tom seems very unbothered by all of this.
He's pleased.
Yeah, he's pleased because he's earning his paycheck this episode. So let's talk about this next thing, because the very first thing that happens is literally not a beat goes by before Lala is at Katie's telling her. And Lala says, I didn't know who to go to first. Thoughts? Katie or Sheena?
Well, of course she wanted to go to Katie first, because it causes more drama. Because she said that if she told Sheena, she didn't want to give Sheena time to, like, paint it into a pretty little picture. Yeah, of course she wanted Katie to go crazy, angry Katie on Sheena.
But as a friend, Yvette, as a friend, why wouldn't you want to give your friend a chance to explain before you went and told the other person? Why wouldn't you want to do that, Yvette?
Because I think she's trying to make the show more exciting. Right?
Clutching at straws.
It's like, it's 12 years ago, people. Like, it's just so dumb.
It's a wee kiss 12 years ago by a probably absolutely and utterly smashed off his tits on all sorts Tom Schwartz.
And Sheena even said, she's like, yeah, I wasn't into it. And I was like, no thanks. And I like how, I'm skipping ahead a second, but I also like the outrage. Like, Katie walks into this party, like retroactively angry at Sheena for something for 12 years ago, like it just happened. She's like, oh, well, Sheena's got a drink in her hand. Clearly, Sheena shouldn't be drinking because she makes out with people 12 years ago. Like, you can't just be mad at somebody for something 12 years ago and not, they don't even know it. Like, that's so insane.
It's so stupid. It is so stupid. Yeah, so Lala, because she's trying to make Sheena Schwartz fetch happen, goes straight to Katie and doesn't appear to even warn Sheena. So should we go over to the hotel, Ziggy?
Hotel Ziggy. James Kennedy.
And Ali Bali, James Kennedy, DJ James on the mic. There's a couple of things I just want to say before we get on to the main point of this, which is Katie confronting used loosely. First off, I love the fact that Sheena is like, oh my God, I don't like Joe. I don't like her. She went to Big Bear with Schwartz and Sandoval and Rachel, and I don't like her. Right. And I'm not going to be nice to her. Cut to Sheena being perfectly nice to Joe. Did you notice that? Like, you're a hairdresser. Take your hat off.
No, I thought she was being mean. I thought she was being so aggressive.
I just thought it came across jokey, actually. Oh, that's interesting that you had a different reading.
Yeah, no.
Because Sheena is fairly incapable of being mean to people. And I thought it was funny that later on she's like, oh, I was saying this to her. And I was like, you weren't saying it the way that you're portraying it, Sheena. You were a lot more lighthearted.
No, because what I wrote, okay. I wrote down, I just said, why are people being so aggressive with Joe about her hat? Sheena is aggressively mean girling her to show her braids, and she's screaming and she takes her hat away. And she's like, oh my God, hairstylists can't wear hats. I thought she was a little weird and mean, no?
I took it as Sheena being jokey, and I thought, oh, it's funny the way that she portrayed that to the rest of the girls, like she was so mean to Joe because everyone hates Joe. And I thought, oh, I thought you were perfectly, like, I thought it was jokey what she was doing, but maybe I did. What do people think about that scene? But I understand why people would be mad at Joe, though, if Joe was a part of helping Schwartz actively enable an affair. I can understand why people would feel mad at her. Are they mean, girly? Yes. Did they say and do some mean things, particularly Katie online, threatening to set someone on fire?
Yeah.
Whether it was metaphorical or not, it's a little bit much. But can I understand why they're mad at her? And it isn't to do with the fact that she's dating Schwartz. Yeah.
But here's the thing. I understand that too. But you notice who they are letting off the hook for going to Big Bear. Schwartz is perfectly back in the group. Totally fine. Sandoval is most of the way back into the group. And like Joe, who I'm going to be a little nicer to. I mean, she is an odd duck. She is a funny little bird.
She's an odd duck. But she does say later on she's got ADD, which kind of makes a bit of sense.
Right. She can't really focus. And then she's like curled up in the corner, like putting her fingers in her ear. And Lala calls her, what'd she call her? A rat? She's like, oh, that's the rat couch. And like, that's not very nice. And I don't know. I feel like Lala, based on how nice she is to Tom Sandoval, like, you guys cannot.
The hypocrisy.
You can't all get on your high horse because Joe was like, quote, an accomplice, and not be equally mad, if not more mad, at Schwartz.
100%. And this is the thing. Ariana, I understand she's got the reason to be mad. I understand why they're all a bit like, Joe, she did know. I think that the way they behave is mean girly. I think that Ariana is right when she says, you know, Joe spent Thanksgiving at my house actively knowing everything that was going on. Like, you've got to be a certain type of person to be okay with doing that. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think if she hadn't gone over to Ariana's house and spent Thanksgiving there, then I'd be like, yeah, she's not really your mate. She doesn't owe you anything, but it does seem, that part of it seems odd. The whole thing just feels like a bit hypocritical and weird. And Joe doesn't deserve to be like bundled up with her fingers in her ears crying. That no one needs to feel like that.
Well, the whole cast, though, and I feel like this season, I mean, it's always, I feel like Vanderpump has always been a little bit like everybody is kind of morally bankrupt on this show and corrupt. But I feel like this season especially, it's just not working for me. All these people getting
no
moral high ground. The honestly, I mean, she is difficult to put up with. But as you just say, I feel like historically, Katie has maybe done like the least cheating stuff on the show. But I don't know. But she's mean.
No, I think that that's probably right. She's really mean.
But,
and she's horrible to people. Like the flashbacks we get of her talking about Sheena. Like she is historically being absolutely horrible to Sheena. And it's worth bringing up now because it does explain why Sheena wouldn't have said to her, "Oh, your boyfriend tried to make out with me." Katie wants to pretend like, oh, they were such good friends. Katie would have ripped into Sheena every time. She would have ripped into her.
Katie says, you know, my self-esteem was so low and my self-confidence. And I agree with Sheena. She's like, right. So why did I need to go in and be like, oh, Andy tried to kiss me too? Like, if it didn't amount to anything and she stopped it, then like, why throw that in Katie's face to make her feel even worse?
But also, without context, how do we not know that, like, at the time, Tom Schwartz, I'm not saying this is an appropriate joke, but he wasn't having a laugh and he's like, come here, Sheena. Oh, yeah, it's horrible. And it's like sexual harassment effectively, but there's very different versions of the same thing. Do you know what I mean? All of them going up in levels of unpleasantness, and what level of unpleasantness was it?
Yeah, how,
from like the jokey to like the like pushing himself on it. Where did that go?
Where does it fall on the scale of joking to Tom Sandoval writhing on the floor? How unpleasant on a scale of zero to that? That's the maximum. Anytime I think about how unpleasant something is, that's going to be the max, is this scene that we see later. So yeah, I do feel like Katie being like, this is a betrayal. Like, it's just...
Oh, no, it's fucking not. Let it go. Like, you don't care. You don't like Tom Schwartz.
It's too late for it to be a betrayal, right? This is, yeah, you're trying to make something happen.
And also, you were so horrible to Sheena. I do not blame Sheena for 1 second for not telling Katie this happened. I just don't blame her. I wouldn't.
I would totally keep it to myself because Tequila Katie was at her, like, tequila-ist back then. Tequila Katie-ist.
Mm.
She would have gone crazy.
So before we wrap up Hotel Ziggy, I know we've jumped all over, but do you want to talk about Tom Sandoval creeping in on Ariana? Hey, Ariana. Can you just reply to my lawyer's email?
He's so cringy. I love the timing on this, right? Like, he doesn't know that this is going to go over like a lead freaking balloon. The girls are there, like, sitting on a bench or whatever, and he just, like, creeps over, and exactly like you said, he's just like, and actually, I asked, is this the first time that Tom and Ariana have spoken on camera?
Yep, think so. Yep.
So she just full-on...
She doesn't look at him.
She doesn't look at him. She stonewalls him, so he's like, I've sent you an email, and she looks for a second, I guess, and she answers him and says, like, it's with my lawyer. And then she physically turns her face to the side and gives him a profile and, like, literally cold shoulders him. And you could tell the other girls, was it Lala and Sheena sitting there? They were so uncomfortable. He's just such a wimp of a man. He's just like, he's like a sniveling shell of a man. He's like, well, maybe you could look at it because, like, it's kind of important, Ariana. And then he walks away.
Oh, whatever.
But later, what do you think about Lala's comment later that she's like, I kind of felt bad for Sandoval in that moment? Like,
oh, don't. Well, let's move on to that scene, shall we then? Because we get to this place and we've got Lala, James and Schwartz. And Sandoval turns up and Sandoval makes mention of Maya, the dog, getting into things. And he went to fix an air conditioning unit and she got into something. He's quite vague about it. Did you think that? And that she gets into loads and loads of things. And they all back him up and they're like, yeah, she's eaten, what, like 500 laxative tablets before and stuff like that. They're sort of...
No, that'd still be... that dog would be dead if it ate that many. But yeah.
Agreed. But did you see that narrative of that dog being that way was built up in that scene, right?
They were literally slandering the dog. They were trying to make it the dog's fault.
Yeah. So I can't even, also, just a little note I made that Lala is doing a water event. And I'm like, this is the culmination of me having to listen to people talk about fucking water on Vanderpump Rules.
I wrote it down. I was like, Catherine called it last week. Her whole life is drinking different waters. She's going to be a water sommelier, is what she said. Literally an expert on sparkling water. You do you, Lala. You
do you. And if that's what you want to do, but also don't make me fucking watch it.
And don't make me watch you hanging out with Tom Sandoval doing weird breathing exercises.
Well, so now, yeah, Lala is saying that she actually felt quite sorry for Tom at the Hotel Ziggy, which no. Lala, I don't get you. Like, I appreciate the work you do, but how are you shit staring and going, well, I can't believe Tom Schwartz said this with Sheena, but you are feeling bad for Sandoval because Ariana didn't want to talk to him. It's all he deserves. Of course Ariana doesn't want to fucking talk to him. Eh? What's going on here, please?
The only point that I can see that Lala has, and I have a counterpoint to that point, but I do see where she keeps saying, like, look, Ariana's dragging this out by maintaining the same living situation that she's in. She's like, I don't get why Ariana's okay with, you know, if she can't even look at the man, why doesn't she just get out of the house? However, you could say the same for Tom Sandoval. And when he said earlier that his lawyer is offering to buy her out for the highest possible market value, I was like, who's determining that? Because what Tom Sandoval, he's going to get somebody to value it as low as possible to buy her out. So,
of course.
And that's what Lala might not be getting, is that could be a huge point of contention. So anyway, yeah, Lala 2 episodes ago was like calling Sandoval a groomer and a psychopath. And now he's fine. Now he's allowed to evolve. Okay.
Do you think that Lala's behaving like this in this scene and the next scene because she wants her redemption too? So she wants people to stop coming at her with, but you lied about Rand and this, that and the other, and she wants to be the victim. So if she allows Tom Sandoval to be the victim and go, look at all the work that you've done, that people will go, yeah, Lala, and look at all the work you've done on yourself. And actually, weirdly, Lala has probably done more work on herself, actual work. Tom Sandoval's doing make-believe work. But I do wonder if that's why she's behaving like that, so that she'll get the redemption as well.
That makes sense a little bit. Who's allowed to evolve and who's not allowed to evolve? So maybe she's just been like, okay, well, if, you know, I want to shed myself of this mistress image and I want forgiveness, maybe I need to model that we should do that for Tom. Maybe that's it. Yeah, fair enough. Or maybe she's also starting to get jealous of Ariana stealing all this glory that she wants.
I think that this is a part of it. And I think that she thinks, right, well, if I side with Tom Sandoval a bit and I go into this journey with him, then that's going to give me this camera time that perhaps other people aren't getting because they're refusing to film with each other. And she's right, because she is probably on camera more than most of the people this episode.
And I would say, like, second to Sheena, Lala's probably the second most attention-seeking cast member, right?
Yeah, and I'll say it again, Lala often does good work. And, you know, she started it this season with getting in touch with Raquel, which she was clearly put up to, but she was game. She did it. She screamed at Sandoval on the boat. She does not fucking die of laughter when she walks in on this next scene, whenever he's doing his breathing, which I had to pause to laugh and laugh and laugh. This is like, take the crying in the cupboard scene last episode and multiply it by about 1,000 and you're getting close, because my God, the overacting is, give the man a Razzie.
Give him a Razzie. I mean, there is a man, his like coach looked like a low level DJ / auctioneer. Like, he's standing there with his headphones and Tom is heaving and like writhing on the floor.
Oh my God.
It was so ew. I was so bothered. I just wrote down, I said, it looks so it looks so wrong and horrible. I just wrote, stop it, in all caps. Please stop. Lala just rocks up and she just like looks at it and is like, hey. I'm like, oh my God, I couldn't even be in there. He was just doing
it
the
was
weirdest
the most
things.
Wooden thing, but it was so wooden as well, Yvette. Like, do you know when he does his crying and he's like, it was another version of that. And it's so cringy
but
and
it was
wooden.
Like,
and she's like, oh, you're doing such good work. What?
That's the last thing I want to see Tom Sandoval doing on camera or anywhere. It was like an exorcism. It was horrible. I wish I never saw it. I'm scarred for life. Like, it was bad.
It was hilarious. Which side are we coming down on? Did you laugh or did you just want to claws in upon yourself and never look at anyone ever again.
I
laughed and laughed.
It was both because it was just so... Like, if I were doing... Okay, if I were texting you about this, I would say my thing, and then I would be alternating between the laughy cry face and the vomit emoji. I'd be like, laughy cry, vom. Laughy cry, vom. That's my feeling. Okay. So, yeah. But anyway, they go outside and basically have this conversation that we kind of just alluded to, where Lala's like, you know, I am sorry that I've just, like, I've been triggered. It's not you. It's all straight men. I'm triggered by all of them. Mm-hmm. Because of Randall. And Lala, we all know Randall was a bit of a sleaze. Like, stop acting like you thought you were married to Mr. Rogers here and you just couldn't believe that he was a sleaze bucket. I feel bad for her, but, like, come on, right? Am I being unfair that she should have known some of this?
I think that that's, you know, he took the Range Rover off a previous mistress to give to her. Like, there seems to be some disbelief about how much Lala actually knew.
If she didn't know that he was somewhat bad, why did she keep him such a secret for so many years and off camera? She knew he was shady. She knew she had to keep it a secret.
Agree.
So anyway, I mean, you can be triggered by what you want to be triggered by. If she's triggered by all straight men, that's fine. But I still don't think it means you need to be nice to Sandoval. And so, like, all of a sudden,
I agree.
You're right, I think. She's like, I don't want to be held a prisoner for my past. So let's just, I'm releasing you, Tom Sandoval, from your past. Let's invest in this friendship and see where it goes. Okay. All right.
Okay.
It's bad, but okay.
Oh, Lala, but I think this is about script. I think Lala and Sheena are moving in this forgiveness journey and they're making a big meal and deal out of it. It's about screen time and about the TV show. And for that, I'm like, fair enough, whatever. But
yeah,
he doesn't deserve their forgiveness. He's never done anything. And again, Tom still doesn't say sorry to her. He doesn't go, I'm sorry you were hurt in this situation, or I'm sorry that this has happened, or I'm sorry.
I think he said... one sorry. He said he was sorry that he...
Oh, did he? Missed that.
He said it once. Something about, like, that he was sorry that he hadn't, you know, reached out to her when she was going through a hard time or something like that, so...
Yeah, but that... No. So that's different too. I am sorry for my behavior over Scandoval and the way that...
Oh, no, he's not talking about that. He's talking about something from a long time ago. You're right.
I don't think that Lala genuinely has much interest. I think this is about screen time. If people think I'm wrong, fair enough. Let me know. But, right, so I want to talk about this next scene then. I think we should condense the last scene.
Okay.
And I'll explain why, because it's really about one thing. So this next scene made me mad.
The sandwich shop?
As you can imagine, yeah.
The one that...
And I was...
Okay, go on.
The one that is yet to open, that this was filmed almost a year ago. They've got all of these sandwiches. And I just really want to take a moment to thank Lala James and Lisa Vanderpump for their support in this matter.
Lala's like, don't care. We all had all these sandwiches a year ago. Why are we having the sandwiches again?
And James is like, oh, there's not much difference between this sandwich shop and Schwartz and Sandy's, is there? Ha, ha, ha.
Did you think he was overly mean when he said, we know Schwartz loves a sloppy Joe? It was kind of funny.
Yeah, it was a bit mean, but it also was funny. Yeah.
But, like, literally, they did this, like, grand private opening thing a year ago, and it's still not open.
A year ago, but also, and they were saying the sandwiches are the same. And also, they don't even sound like particularly, like, clever sandwiches, like a caprese. Delish, yeah, but it's like, it's tomato mozzarella. It's not exactly rewriting the rule books of sandwiches, is it? I know I'm so mad about this, everyone. But,
I know.
Like, I can't believe the amount of money these ladies have pumped into this and it's still not open. And they're talking about permits. Guys, it's a business. You need permits. Who is advising you? Oh, my God. We need to move on. Cause it's
yeah, the mad. Only person working on that sandwich shop is that poor little consultant that just, like, keeps...
It's Chef Penny, who's probably getting, they're probably paying a fortune to recreate the same sandwich again and again. She seems to have added the caprese and that's it. What's she getting paid for? I can't. Bad business management.
It's bad business. It's like bonkers. They are only making money bonkers on the sandwich merch. I want a t-shirt with a caprese sandwich on it. Can you ladies work on that? Okay.
So we also get a little bit of the dog conversation, which basically Ariana says that he was insanely irresponsible. He let the dog into a room and then shut the dog in the room.
And it ate and that, chicken. It ate chicken satay. Is that what it did?
Yeah, but she had to pay $6,000 to have the dog treated.
Yeah. So Ariana is so not impressed with Lala and her breakthrough with Tom after his exorcism. She's like, oh, cool. I had to pay $6,000 for our dog that he almost murdered, but glad that you felt a breakthrough, Lala.
Yeah, she's like, he gives zero shit about like the things that like I see as almost my children.
Yeah.
We get Lisa and Ken doing sandwich tasting, and Lisa is like, I cannot believe this is still not open and this place it's costing a fortune, and they're only making sandwiches. They need to do something about it. Then we're going to get more Schwartz and Sheena. The timeline changes again, and Katie is like, I was so trusting.
She was never trusting of Sheena. They've hated each other off and on the whole show. Stop it, ladies. Stop it now.
So she has a go at Schwartz in front of Lisa and Ken, and that's when she says, yeah, I was so trusting and you had it so good and you fumbled it really hard and now you have sloppy jaw. So she takes James's joke and she runs with it. And he's like, don't do that. Like, I'm out. Right. So the end of this episode, I think this is going to carry over. So let's see what we think.
Okay.
The end of this episode is effectively Schwartz going over to the bar and finding out from Brock that Katie banged Max, or at least they think she banged Max, who, if you recall, was a cast member. Was he a cast member in season 9, season 8, after Jax and everyone went? They brought in a few new people who lasted one season because they were shit. And now we're getting more best friend business, because I thought Sandoval was Tom Schwartz's best friend, but no, Max is now Tom Schwartz.
It's like, my boy. I'm like, tell me you didn't bang Sandoval, Katie. Nope, Max.
Well, I was like, who? Oh, no, Max. Right. So we find out that this happened because Sheena stalks loads of people's locations on her phone. Everyone, go into your location and stop sharing it with Sheena.
Right. Why would you share it with Sheena? She has 57 people's location and her face lights up with so much glee when she talks about following people. She loves it. Don't let Sheena follow you.
Yeah, just stop sharing your location. But she does say, so she found out, she realised that they were together all night. She looked and he was at Katie's. She thought, okay, he's dropping Katie off. She looked later, he was still there. She looked the next morning, he was still there. So they're like, right, something has happened.
They shagged. So Brock,
oh, 100%. This is the revenge bang, isn't it? The
kiss, kiss, revenge bang. And you could tell by Katie's body language and her facial expressions later that she was totally guilty of banging Max. If you want to call it guilty, I don't know. Like,
well, I love the fact that she plays dumb to start with.
She's like, what? Right?
She's like, what? Like, what? What do you mean? And then Sheena basically is like, I don't want to get involved. And Brock's like, his location was there. So what were you like, Netflix and chill?
Maybe.
And Katie's like, right, well, why do you care? So what? And what Brock says is, well, you absolutely handed him his ass because he hooked up with, like, he kissed someone in the group. But then you go and, like, hook up with his best mate. And Ariana at this point's going like, what's going on? What's going on? And Lala's like, are you serious? Like, is this actually happening? And Katie's like, oh. And Brock's like, you know, you told him to keep it out of the group and then you were his best friend. And Katie makes the point, I asked him 3 months after we were set into the separation and he didn't give a shit. So that's where we are.
I think she's talking about the time he hooked up with Raquel, right? When he hooked up with, yeah.
Yeah, which, what, like,
and that's
the two things aren't the same, but also, like,
well, the Raquel thing might have been worse because he was doing that to be a ruse to hide his friend's affair and he did it in public. Also, are they suggesting by the time, like, that she went and banged Max just because of the Sheena kiss? Is that what they're saying?
Well, that seems to be the suggestion. That seems to be the suggestion is that she finds out about the Sheena kiss at Hotel Ziggy, then she goes and she bangs Max. That's the suggestion, isn't it? And Sheena sort of like tries to extract herself, like she wasn't telling Brock everything and going, Brock. She's like, well, you know, Brock, I saw your location and Brock saw my phone. Like, Sheena, that's not what happened. You told Brock everything.
You know how she would have been. That's how I would have been. I would have been like, to my husband, I would have been like, oh my God, come look at this. Look at this drama. Like, people love it.
Well, before we talk about how we feel, Lala then hops on a high horse and she's like, I can't with all this lying. I can't do it. Like, Katie doesn't do revenge bangs. Who are all these people? This is awful. And storms off.
They do like this black and white, like it's almost like an old timey crime lineup of characters. And she's like, our group is so crazy. We've got Sheena checking everyone's location. And it's like, boom. We've got Ariana lying about why she's still in her house. Boom. We've got Shorts and Sheena making out one time many, many years ago. Boom. And now Katie and Max. It's like she's a detective. Like Lala can't believe. She's like, this group is so corrupt. Okay, Lala. And then
I think it's like, yeah, this group is so corrupt and I can't with the lying and I'm out. And she storms off. And I do think that this is a slightly lower level of Tom Sandoval's. But you're all awful too. Like, who died and made Lala like the purveyor of all that is moral and good?
She banged James Kennedy while he was still with Raquel. And while she was with Randall.
But it's not just that. It's like, she's also done a lot of wrong things. Like
that.
And I think that this is Lala's point. Well, I'm allowed redemption. I'm allowed to be redemption. You're still awful. And she's actually taking a less high level Tom Sandoval approach. I think like, you guys are all awful, but I am on a redemption journey and I am better than all of you. And you continue to be awful, yet I am better. I don't think that the tack her and Tom Sandoval are taking are totally different.
No, now. And I think that, what's the timeline here? I feel like you have to be to claim that you have a moral high ground and that you are like, what's the word, recovered from your bad behavior. It's been like half a season, Lala. I feel like you have to be solid and good and well behaved for a few years before you can put people in a black and white old timey crime scene video and act like they're bad and you're good. Lala, for all we know, Lala, you could be falling off your high horse 2 weeks from now and be right back there with him.
I totally agree. And also, just to quickly go back to Katie, I think she does have a point. She asked Tom Schwartz within their separation not to do that. We're talking about a year on now. I actually think this is more on Max than it is on Katie.
Katie owes Schwartz nothing. After everything Shorts has done to her, Katie can do whatever she wants, in my opinion. And Shorts, go get mad at Max. He's the one that's still your friend, banging your ex-wife. Yep. Don't get mad at Katie. She can do what she
Katie
wants.
Katie owes him nothing.
Nothing. No.
And it has been a year, and I think she had a fairly solid point that she asked him within the separation not to do it, and he still did it. So no, like, not the same thing. Not bothered. Fun gossip, yeah, but judgment time.
Once he made out with Raquel where she could see it from her balcony or whatever in Mexico and everyone saw it, that is when the don't make out with people or don't hook up with people in the group, that's where it ended.
Oh, Tom, stop making yourself like the little poo-a-poo-a victim. Go away and talk to Max about why he thought it was appropriate to shag your ex-wife. Go and do that, because Katie's done nothing wrong. Like, Team Katie all the way on
team
this
Katie.
One. Sorry, but
Leave
I am.
Katie
also, just a quick lol to the little bit where Ariana goes to the bar where Tom's date is, where T is. She goes, how old are you? And T goes, 25. And she's like, yeah, figures. You're a prize. He is not. Do better, girl.
And she's like, do better. Please stay away from the 41-year-old narcissist. And then they just go back to her and still.
Oh, she does say that.
And she's chatting her up at the bar and they pan to Ariana going like, yeah, and my grandma died and he was sleeping with her then. She's like, in case you didn't get the full scandal, let me tell you. And this girl's like, oh my God.
Let me just give you the headlines. I know, but I bet you anything she shows up in future episodes dating Tom Sandoval. I bet you anything.
She went bowling with him in a fedora and watched him do his icky bowling stance. She doesn't care.
Oh my God, that was so embarrassing. If you can make it through that, you'll stay with him, is all I'm saying. She wants to be on camera.
Girl, T has zero standards. All right.
So we're going to wrap up there because I think that we'll get more into the Katie Max thing next episode anyway. So there's no point in going over it again and again.
It's kind of a fun story. I'm kind of happy that happened.
Me too. It was a decent episode, actually. We missed Summer House last week because of busy lives, but we will pick up on Friday hopefully and we'll talk a little bit because obviously we were so pleased to see Craig back in the building.
Sweet baby Craig.
so sweet, love him. And I loved his response to the witch question. Yeah, carry on dating, yeah. And Paige is like, ew, what's wrong with you? So we will be back on Friday with that. You know that you can catch us on Instagram, TikTok, email, and have the most wonderful couple of days. See you Friday. My darlings, goodbye.
Goodbye.